You are now tuned in to the Mom CEO Suite podcast. I'm your host, Felicia, wife, mom, and entrepreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my mompreneur journey along with strategies that will help you build your online business operations in a sustainable way. The goal is to help you build a business that fits into your lifestyle as a mom who values putting family first. We will also hear the experiences and expertise of other moms with service-based businesses. You'll get a peek into our journeys so you'll know that you aren't alone. Motherhood gets hard. Entrepreneurship gets hard. But together, we can do hard things. Welcome to the Suite. Hey, friend, welcome to another episode. Today, we're talking about 8 productivity tips for mompreneurs with toddlers at home. So I am one of those moms. I have a toddler at home. I also have a newborn. My toddler, she is 2.5 at the time of this recording, and my son, he's 4 months old. And so, y'all, running a business is hard. Running a business with a toddler at home is a different kind of hard, and I just totally understand the challenge. So I get it, but despite that, I'm still able to get things done, right? I'm still able to produce these weekly podcast episodes. I've been able to get 2 emails out per week to my email community. And I work with private clients and engage periodically on social media. At the time of this recording, I am still technically on maternity leave. And I am doing light work. I talked about this in the maternity leave episode a couple of episodes back. So my client load is a little bit lighter. Just in full transparency, I'm not at full capacity with clients, but I am still able to get, you know, some of these other things done. Part of the reason that I'm delaying coming off maternity leave is really just so I can have a good handle on my capacity and really understand how I want to work with clients for the rest of the year and just understanding the type of support that I need. But nonetheless, things are still happening. Things are still moving. The podcast is still getting produced. I'm still able to have a presence doing all this with these 2 little ones at home with me through the day. All right. How is this possible? I'm going to share 8 tips, 8 things that I do, but let's just set the stage here. What is productivity? Productivity defined is the amount of output based on your input. So there's lots of nuances to this based on this definition, right? You can input a lot and get a high output. That would be considered high productivity. You can input a lot and get low output. That will be considered low productivity. You can input little and get little. Again, low productivity. Our goal, though, is to input little but still get a high output. That is our goal, okay? So, what do I do? And this is not everything, but these are just some major things that I think are worth sharing. So, number 1, I have a brain dump list. As a mom, there are always tons of things that I need to be thinking about or trying to remember between the business stuff, managing everything at home with doctor's appointments, for the kids, for myself, finances, bills that need to be paid, etc. Right? So, for my business, I have a brain dump list, and this is just literally all of the things that need to get done. And I'm dumping it out, putting it on paper, number 1, so I don't forget. But also, it'll help me to kind of plan out the things that I need to get done on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. I can pull from this brain dump list. And I also think that this is handy and good to have because if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, right, you can't have an output if there's no input. So this brain dump list is really like the input, okay? You can't have an output without an input. Number 2 is that I plan ahead and I prioritize. I kind of look at the quarter to see what are the things that need to be done, special projects, specific offers, and then I prioritize, right? What is the priority? What are the things that really need to get done? What are some things that are just lower lower level things that are not super important that need to get done. So I plan ahead and I prioritize, and this allows me to be able to actually get things done. So it's not like I'm completing tasks, but nothing ever gets finished, right? You ever find yourself just doing, 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 but it seems like nothing is ever finished, right? That's not productivity. Productivity is when things are actually getting done and produced. And so planning ahead, for me, on a weekly basis, I have a physical planner, which has been super helpful for me. I started using a physical planner again in 2023. And the planner that I'm using now, it's different than the one I used last year. It is, I forget the name of the planner, but the planner only allows you to list 3 items per day that you need to get done. So it's not like I have these super long to-do lists every day. There's 3 things. And I have learned, just based on how I work, based on my capacity, that I don't really, if I put 2 things on there, then that really helps me just to be even more productive. And I've also learned that if I kind of leave Friday open or put very light tasks on Friday, that allows me to kind of clean up or just close out anything that did not get completed through the week. But having the planner and just knowing at the top of the week what I'm supposed to be doing every day has been super helpful in allowing me to get things done. 3, I assign weekly and daily tasks based on my priorities. I kind of already started going into this when I talked about the planner. One of my social media friends, she mentioned that she only puts 1 thing on her to-do list. She called it one and done, right? So it's 1 thing that has to get done, and then anything else is extra and a plus, which I think is a cool idea as well. And so again, there's just never a day when I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, because if it were the case that I did not have my days mapped out, trying to figure out what I needed to do in real time on a daily basis would just cause so much frustration and stress for me, especially with the kids being home, the kids being kids, you know, them running around, them having, well, the toddler having meltdowns between diaper changes and all the things, right? I would literally be setting myself up for failure if I did not map out my days and my weeks, if I did not know ahead of time what I was supposed to be doing. And so just planning ahead and assigning tasks daily and weekly, it just guides your actions and again, allows you to actually get things done and not just complete random tasks. Also, with this assigning weekly and daily tasks, one of the things that I put into consideration is my energetic capacity. So I honor my energetic capacity. You know, I kind of mentioned that already. I keep Fridays light. Also, I kind of need to ease into the week. So I keep my Mondays a little bit light as well. So I only do, you know, interaction with people, whether that's some type of interview or doing client calls. I only do that Tuesday through Thursday. Now, I don't do this and I don't track this heavily. I know there's a whole lot of information out there about it. I just have not tapped into it. But there's this whole idea of creating your work around your cycle. All I do is that I know when my cycle is supposed to be coming, and I know the first couple of days I'm going to be a little bit off and probably a little bit more cranky. And so I also assign my tasks based on that as well. You know, I don't give myself crazy things to do or hefty loads or, you know, interacting too much with people during those days. I keep it light. So that was 3. 4, I have dedicated work time and a daily schedule. So what that looks like right now, and it's changed since baby 2 has come into the picture. So with the baby, I am still learning his routine, but I do understand, you know, like his wake windows, and I'm noticing when he is taking naps. A lot of times I am getting lucky where he is sleeping when the toddler, my daughter, when she's sleeping as well. She has a 2-hour nap window in the afternoon from 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. And during that time, I'm working, right? And so I used to nap, you know, when I was first adjusting to motherhood, I was tired. And so when the baby was sleeping, I was sleeping, right? We see that on social media a lot. Sleep when the baby sleeps. And when I first kind of came into this motherhood world, and even when she was still younger, up until when she was one, I just don't think my body had adjusted to it yet. But now my energy is a lot better. And so when the kids are napping and the house is quiet, that's when I'm working, right? Because there's things that I need to get done that requires quiet. And when they're sleeping is really the only time that I can get it done. So that's what works for me. Number five is that I put rest and I put white space in my calendar. Okay. Just assume that it's going to take you longer than you think to do any task when you have kids at home. It's just going to take you longer. You're going to get interrupted. And so I already mentioned this, but Fridays is more of a catch-up day, admin day for me. Putting more white space in my calendar just allows me not to fall behind too much in tasks if things do come up on the home front where I need to kind of step back a little bit from the business. Number six. Well, actually, before I go into number six, before I go into the last three things, I want to share with you guys three productivity hacks that actually don't work for me, right? So I'm sharing what I do. There's things out there that I've heard that other people do or that other people suggest. There's things that don't work for me. And one of those things I already mentioned, it was this whole concept of nap when the kids nap, right? And I already kind of talked about why it does not work for me anymore. My business work requires my brain power, and sometimes I can only get that and I can really tap into that when they are asleep. So nap when the kids nap is not a productivity hack that works for me. Another one that doesn't work for me is getting up before the kids. Some people will say, oh, get up before the kids when the house is still quiet and you can get your work done. It doesn't work for me in this season, right? I am exclusively breastfeeding my son and I'm not pumping yet. And he wakes up every 2 hours in the middle of the night. So I'm already kind of tired in the morning when he wakes up for the day and when my daughter wakes up for the day. So I'm not waking up earlier. I need those hours of sleep. So getting up before the kids, that's not a productivity hack that works for me right now in this season. And then another hack that people suggest is that you should not multitask. If you multitask, then you are decreasing the efficiency for each task and all these things, right? For me, it depends on what it is. I'm not saying this does not fully work for me, but for me, I'm able to multitask, right? It depends on what the tasks are. But I can have a conversation with my daughter and be cooking or something like that. I can be sending an email and feeding the baby. It depends on what the task is, but I don't mind multitasking. So when people say don't multitask, that's not a productivity hack that works for me. And so just like there's things that don't work for me, some of the things that I mentioned in my list may not work for you, and that's okay. These are just things to give you some ideas. You take what works for you and you throw out the rest. All right. So let's get back into this list. So number six, and this is a big one for me, and it's something that I noticed recently. I get dressed most days. Okay. Even when I don't want to get dressed, there's just something, you know, a lot of days I just want to stay in my bonnet and my robe, but it is very hard for me to be productive and to get things done when I'm in that state. And so I need to get dressed in order to kind of give myself that energy to be in business mode. I know people might say, well, why do you get dressed if you're tired? The getting dressed helps me to not be tired. I also have this saying, when you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you do good. And so I'm able to do good work when I'm looking good and I'm feeling good. Okay. And again, I have literally tried, even today, it's Saturday, so it's not technically what I would call a work day. I'm recording podcasts on this day and I wanted to just be in my robe and really chill, but I couldn't. I just can't show up as a business owner when I'm in my bonnet and my robe, even if I am at home, right? So I have to get dressed. That really just helps me to kind of step into that persona of the business owner. Number seven, I monitor my nutrition. Now, I am not on any type of specific diet or anything. I'm not a vegan or a vegetarian or a pescatarian. I literally just try to eat my fruits and veggies, and I try to limit my processed foods. I don't eat a lot of processed foods. What I'm really having to be intentional about is limiting my dairy and my sugar cravings. Like, I love chocolate. That is, I go through phases. So a few weeks ago, it was cookies and cream ice cream. You know, last week it was Oreo Thins. And so I'm really just trying to cut back on all those things. So sugar is a thing for me. But I'm trying to limit those things because I know that food is fuel, and whatever you put in your body, that's pretty much what you're going to get out. So if you eat crap, you're going to feel like crap, right? We talked about this. I had a guest on the podcast here a while ago, way back in the beginning, and I'm going to link it in the show description. It was a really good episode about living a holistically healthy life with Tamiko Clark. I'm going to link it so you guys can go back and listen to it. But yeah, when I monitor my nutrition and I eat well, I feel better and I have more energy. And I really also, with this, just try to drink the water that I'm supposed to be drinking. I notice that when I don't drink water, I get headaches and that slows me down. And so I really try to drink as much water as I can. I have this, water bottle that's like 30 ounces, and I try to drink 3 of those per day. And sometimes I miss the mark hugely, but I try to just monitor my nutrition because I know that it helps with my energy and my productivity. And then finally, number 8 is that I get support, whether that is my husband watching the kids, or even if it's sporadically my sisters coming into town or their grandparents coming into town. Right now I don't have a nanny, or I don't bring people in to watch the kids through the day. It's something that I'm thinking about, but I'm just not ready to pull the trigger on it yet. So right now I get support in terms of family help with the kids in the home. But then in terms of the business, there are light things that I do delegate out depending on the project that I'm working on in the business. And so if you need some ideas of things that you can delegate, I will link episode 59 where I talked about 15 tasks to delegate as a busy mompreneur. And also just get support so that you can really focus on that area of your business where you are the genius, right? Focus on your zone of genius. And that was talked about in the book. I can't think of the name of the book off the top of my head, but I'll link it in the show description as well. It was a good book where they talked about your zone of genius, your zone of excellence. The other was competence, and I don't remember the last one. I don't want to get to lying to y'all, but I'll link the book in the show description so you can take a look at that as well. All right, so those are 8 things that help me to be productive as a mompreneur with a toddler at home. And again, doing these things, it just helps me have this great sense of work-life harmony, work-life integration, which is what we'll be talking about in the Harmony audio course. Okay. And if you want to join the waitlist for that, the link for that will be in the show description. Join the waitlist to be the first to know when the audio experience is released. And also waitlist members will get access to a coupon code. All right. In the audio experience, I will be talking about how to create and experience your version of work-life harmony. And we'll be talking about priorities, creating boundaries, enforcing boundaries, time management, delegation, all of the things that are necessary for you to have work-life harmony. Click the link in the show description to get on the wait list and shoot me a message over on Instagram. Let me know which of these productivity tips you are going to implement in your day today. I would love to hear from you, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Mom CEO Suite podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, can you do us a favor? Leave a review on iTunes and share with other moms in business like you. Help us spread our message and empower others who are at this intersection of motherhood and entrepreneurship.